Everything, Everywhere, All at Once won the Best Picture Oscar at the Academy Awards ceremony Sunday night in Los Angeles, California. The unusual movie about a Chinese-American immigrant family won 7 Oscars, including 3 acting awards for Michelle Yeoh, Kei Hui Kwan, and Jamie Lee Curtis. The Malaysian-born Yeoh became the first Asian woman to win a Best Actress Oscar. In the film, she plays the laundromat owner with superpowers in a different universe. For all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibilities, the 60-year-old actress said. And ladies, don't let anybody ever tell you you're past your prime, Yeoh added. As a boy, Kwan starred in the 1984 Indiana Jones movie and The Goonies in 1985. The 51-year-old said he quit acting for many years because he saw too few opportunities for Asian actors. On Sunday night, Kwan won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar. In the film, he plays Yeoh's husband. Kwan, who was born in Vietnam, cried as he gave his speech Sunday. He said, "My journey started on a boat. I spent a year in a refugee camp. Somehow, I ended up here on Hollywood's biggest stage." They say stories like this only happen in the movies, he added. I cannot believe it's happening to me. This is the American dream. The 64-year-old Curtis won Best Supporting Actress for her role as the tax agent in Everything Everywhere All at Once. In her speech, Curtis looked upward and addressed her parents, Academy Award nominees Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh. Both of her parents have passed away. I just won an Oscar, Curtis told them. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert together won Best Director and Best Original Screenplay. Everything Everywhere All at Once was made with a small $14.3 million budget and has brought in more than $100 million so far. The 4th acting award went to Brendan Fraser, who won Best Actor for his work in The Whale. In the film, he plays an extremely overweight man trying to reconnect with his daughter. A German remake of the World War I story All Quiet on the Western Front was named Best International Feature Film. The movie, which streamed on Netflix, shows the horrors of war through the eyes of a young man. The movie also won Oscars for music, production design, and cinematography. Director Edward Berger thanked the film's young star, Felix Kammerer, who joined him on stage. "This was your first movie, and you carried us on your shoulders as if it was nothing," Berger said. Navalny won the Oscar for Best Feature Documentary. The movie is about Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who was nearly killed by poison and has been jailed since his 2021 return to Moscow. "Alexei, I am dreaming of the day when you will be free and our country will be free," his wife, Yulia Navalnaya, said at the award presentation. "Stay strong, my love." Natu Natu, the song from the Indian movie RRR that created a viral dance, earned an Oscar for Best Original Song. I'm Ashley Thompson.